Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Grab
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Welcome, 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 welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, Master Teacher, 33, and today is Monday, March the 6th, 2017, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and supplying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we've got a very, very important topic for you today. We want to talk about coping mechanisms. Each and every one of us are in a position where certain activities or certain things happen in our lives, and these activities or these things have to be addressed. Now, how we address these stressors in our lives is what we want to discuss. And we want to start off, because this is going to be an in-depth series that's really just for my Clarinomics group that I have that's teaching people the Clarinomics Temple Building DNA Blueprint for Success program, which is going through spiritual therapeutics as a behavior modification specialist. It's my job to assist you with spiritual therapeutics which spiritually identifies the limiting fear mechanisms or the limiting beliefs that is preventing you from being you. And then we have to go in and change this fear mechanism. So we all have certain mechanisms or paradigms. And these mechanisms or these paradigms automatically affect our life. And without having an effective way to respond or to cope, this allows you to continue to knowingly or unknowingly respond in a manner that is not going to assist you with what you need to do for coping. Now, we could address or we could talk about, you know, different ideals, but how does a cognitive relapse happen? Well, what happens in our lives is there is a high-risk situation that takes place. High risk meaning that it's something that happens in our lives that we need to respond to. And if we don't respond to this situation or this stressor in our situation, then what we do is knowingly or unknowingly duplicate or amplify the stress. So a ineffective coping response leads to a relapse of the behavior. Now, what's important is that people want to be, at least most people are interested in being wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a great relationship. Okay, in order to do that, there has to be a particular mechanism in place. There must be a particular system in place. There must be a positive, what I call life-sustaining pattern. So there has to be something that directs or allows you to move towards this particular challenging situation and overcome this particular challenging situation. Now, this challenging situation is what we call a stressor or a stress. Now, everybody copes with stress differently. We all have different ways of coping. So we have to start at the beginning, because at the end of the day, there is a particular cognitive behavioral coping mechanism that's in place. Now, whether you know or don't know this, it happens automatically. It's subconscious. That's the problem. Since this operates on a subconscious level, if you don't know the blueprint, if you don't know how to go in, find it, and rewrite it, as a spiritual therapist, that's my job, is not only to do it in my own life, because it happens in my own life, but you got to also be able to identify it and assist it in other people's life. So, spiritual therapeutics, again, is just spiritual therapy. It's designed to help heal the broken, the confused, the depressed, the angry, the lost. So spiritual therapy is basically a healing approach that works primarily outside of the box of modern psychology and sociology. And the way that it works is by it gives you tools to cope. Psychological, spiritual, mental tools. So without these tools, you don't have the ability to cope. So what is coping? So from a psychological perspective, we must understand that you're not responsible for what happens to you, but you are responsible for how you react or cope. So I guess let's break down one other term first. What is stress? Now, we all have things that happens in our life that is the result of stress. So stress or a stressor. So there are certain stressors in life. So again, stress is something that takes you outside of your normal balanced rhythm. Stress is something, again, that puts on a strain. So there is a normal way by which you operate. And stress or distress or a stressor, it's something that kind of stirs it up. It mixes it up. It takes you outside of your normal pattern. And so there are mental, there's emotional, there's a physical strain. That's what stress is. It's a strain. So stress is like a hardship. Stress is an adversity. Stress is a particular way produces strain or pressure. So stress, again, is a force. It is something that is a compulsion. It is something that presses or pushes. So stress is an applied force that puts on a strain that leads to some type of a deformity. And so when you are under stress, that means that you are under a particular strain. Now, a particular strain, that simply means that you have something that causes tension. Now, we're specifically focusing on the negative aspects of this, but, there's positive stressors as well. But from a psychological perspective, we must understand that what I address in my own life and address in the lives of others, which, again, if you really need specific types of coping responses that allows you not to be affected by outside stimulation because of your inside revelation. So this inside revelation gives you cognitive, behavioral, psychological, spiritual, sociological systems, tools by which to respond effectively to a particular stressor. It is this proactive coping mechanism that must be built or constructed so that way you have specific coping strategies and coping skills by which to overcome problems in the areas of wealth and relationship. Now, I have developed a system that addresses the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. The last piece of the puzzle is relationship. So without a system, without a serum, not a theory, without a principle that's backed up by a purpose. So this purpose gives you this principle, which gives you this process, which gives you this procedure, which gives you this product, which leads to a profit that results, again, in prosperity, which gives you peace of mind. That's coping. Coping is the ability to oscillate, to vibrate on a level that allows you to manage a specific external or internal stressor. Now, that stressor, again, is a strain that causes a deformity because it pulls you outside of your biological point. You have a specific set point. A stress comes in and puts a strain. It makes it tight. A strain leaves a stain if it's not addressed. We don't want any stains. We need to remove this strain. So there is a tax on your resources. It requires you to exert a particular amount of effort. This strain, this stress makes it tight financially, emotionally. It makes it tight spiritually. It makes it tight physically. It makes it tight relationally. It causes a tightness. It makes it something twist. They pull. How do you remove it? Most people have ineffective coping mechanisms. Now, I have, up until yesterday, if you heard yesterday's show, an ineffective relationship coping mechanism. So therefore, I did not respond in a structured manner. So the only way to remove strain and stress is through structure. If there is no structure, you cannot remove the strain or the stain. So you have to arrange. There must be a complex or really simple. Doesn't have to be complex. There just must be a system. So a structure is a system. So have you constructed a system in place? So I have a system that every time there's a financial problem, I got a system in place. Do you have that? Every time there is a weight problem, a health problem in my life, I have a system in place. Do you have that? Every time there's a spiritual problem in place, I have a system in place. Do you have that? Every time there's a relationship problem, I have a system, structure in place. Do you have that? And more importantly, is it effective? How effective is your structure with removing the stress out of your life? How effective is it, brother? What coping mechanisms do you have to address any external or internal stress, and how do you manage it? See, we live in an environment that is constantly changing. There is a cognitive behavioral pattern that if I watch your life, I would see it, and you justify this because now I suffer from bipolar. So for somebody like me that has bipolar disorder, I have extreme highs and extreme lows. So I either have to go on medication or I have to develop a system, a coping mechanism for when I'm extremely high, I don't do extremely stupid stuff. Or when I'm extremely low, I don't do extremely stupid stuff. So I have to handle particular demands, because it's producing stress, because it's outside of my normal particular operating pattern. So coping, again, is there either proactive coping or reactive coping. We're going to break that down. This is a 7-part series. I'm just doing the intro today. So your coping mechanisms is subconscious. It's automatically like your heartbeat. Somebody comes in, they piss you off, you automatically do something. So you need to do an appraisal of your cognitive and subconscious coping mechanisms. Because there are different kinds of stressors that pull you out of your ability to operate and vibrate in a particular area of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, and self-control. That's your normal state. What happens then pulls you out of your nice, kind, loving person, and you just go off and you ready to slice and dice people? What just happened? What happened in your life that caused you to come out of your spiritual? You took off your Christianese. Now, some people say that, I've actually heard people say this, hey, I'm a Christian, I love people, but I can take off my Christianity and whoop your beep if I have to. I've actually heard that. That means they got an ineffective coping mechanism. There is nothing that should be able to pull you out of your place of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Let's look at the three major stressors in your life right now. And if you don't develop a structure to deal with these three major stressors in your life is going to be like mine. Now, wealth-wise, I'm good. Health-wise, outstanding. Wisdom, spiritually, religiously, off the hizzle for shizzle. But relationship, three things happened that caused me to reexamine how I process and how I cope. See, there's this thing called acute. There's forms of stress. See, acute stress is stress that's wide. That means it's institutionalized stress, acute. Acute stress is typically stress that's come from our daily demands of life. So acute stress is the stress that you get when you're driving in traffic on your way to work. Acute stress is stress that you happen or that you get inside of your life because you got to pay your taxes. So acute stress, and I can spend a lot of time breaking these down, but we got, I'm gonna spend 7 hours on helping you develop coping mechanisms that I should only be giving this to the members of my Clarinomics temple building, because we're building the temple. So that way the temple can house the Shekinah glory of God. So that way you can vibrate on the same frequency as the big G. Now, for everybody that's not a part of the program, you need to email me today at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. So, because you're only going to get a part of this, whereas everybody else is going to get all 7 hours of this, along with 20 other books, along with over, 300 hours of one-on-one, and consultations. Because why? This thing is a lot deeper than you think. So acute stress, again, is this type of stress that's distributed over everybody. Everybody has to deal with institutionalized, racism on some level, unless you're part of an institution. Everybody got to deal with the fact that there's fluoride in the water. Everybody got to deal with the fact that there's chemtrails in the air. Everybody got to deal with the fact that Donald Trump is president of the United States. Everybody. Everybody got to deal with this. Acute stress. That's one stressor. That's just one. Now, there's a plethora of stressors. We're just dealing with the big three. There's a bunch of different types of stress, but again, we're just dealing with the big three. The next type of stress is what is called an episode stress. So an episode stress is usually self-inflicted, like in my case. I just had, when it came to the relationship, what we talked about yesterday, an episode. Episode that was self-induced. So episode stress is not like the next type of stress we're going to talk about, which is chronic. So an episode stress is a type of stress that comes up from time to time, an episode. Let's say you're married to somebody that drinks. Well, they don't drink all the time. At least, hopefully they don't. So when they do drink, they come home and they are drunk and an episode happens and you got to deal with it. So and this type of stress just happens from time to time, but it's still stress. What about you got kids? You got one kid that got behavioral problems. Like me, I was a kid, I had behavioral problems. So that means that my parents had episodes. So in my marriage, I had certain problems. So that means that my wife had to deal with episodes. So if my wife did not have an effective coping mechanism, she wouldn't be able to deal with the episodes. So coping, again, is the constant ability or the ability to, again, manage. You got to have some kind of a strategy. You got a strategy? You got any coping skills? What's your coping skills? Can you break them down for me? How do you cope with stress, brother? How do you cope with stress? You just kind of handle it when it shows up? Yeah, well, we need to give you some skills. We need to sharpen your saw. Coping mechanisms that override your fear mechanism, that overrides your negative habit pattern, that overrides your core limited belief, that overrides your DNA trauma and your DNA drama and your cellular damage. Coping mechanism that overrides acute stress, number one, blanket stress, institutionalized stress. Everybody got it. Everybody's under this stress. Then we have an episode stress. Certain people deal with certain episodes. So this happens and bam, you got to deal with it. It's an episode. Doesn't happen all the time, but when it does happen, like relationships. What about health? You're doing it wrong, everything going good, and then all of a sudden you go to the doctor and the doctor says, bam, you got this. That's an episode. You got to deal with it. Last is chronic stress. So chronic is the total opposite of acute stress because chronic stress, again, is like the word it said, chronic is something that's like it tears the life of a person apart. Chronic stress is life-threatening stress. See, chronic stress is totally different than acute stress because they sound the same because they both are permanent. But chronic is constant. Acute is institutionalized. See, acute stress is habitual, subconscious stress that weakens the immune system. It is the opposite of acute. Acute stress is sharp and it is very intense and it happens over a long period of time. But chronic is not sharp and it's not intense. It happens over a long period of time, but chronic is the type of stress that sneaks up and bites you in the because chronic stress is subconscious. Chronic stress is that uneasy feeling that something's off. You don't know what it is, but something's off. You can't put a finger on. See, chronic stress led, I didn't have an effective coping mechanism. This is what I did, and this is why I'm in the situation that I'm in. I don't recommend that nobody on earth do this. I was talking with one client. Let me tell you what one of my clients did first. So I had a client that, you know, had this chronic stressor and react when he reacts or she reacts, it's physical. So, and there are a lot of people who have this. Their coping mechanism, I'm going to tear some shizness up. Freaking tear clothes off the wall, kick the dog, punch, scratch, bite, take out a nail and scratch up somebody's car. Physical. So their coping mechanism, I'm going to go off and physically hurt or harm something. That's how they cope. Me, when I was a kid, I didn't have space. I didn't have anything. I didn't have a place. When my mother died, you guys know the story. So I've been on my own. So how do I cope? Well, I always moved a lot. So when I come home, my dad beats not out of me. What do? I put my stuff in my pillowcase and I left. I went to his friend's house. It got a little crowded. See, I came from a dysfunctional family. So I put my stuff and I left. And I left. Situation, I graduated, didn't have no job, no opportunities. Went to the military and I left. So I had a chronic stress. That was something off in my relationship. I knew it was there. And what I was doing is I've explained to everybody, and I pray to God, nobody's doing this in their relationship. I had the wrong hat on at the wrong time. What does that mean? I've been, in my second marriage, a therapist. I've never been a husband. When I set it up, when I met her, I told her, I want to be an online success. I don't want to be a father to your children or a husband to you until I become an online success. I just didn't think it was going to take me 8 years to do it to the level that I wanted to. I've been an online success, but to get to this level. So what I did was I treated my wife like a client. Y'all need to hear this. This is very, very important. This was my coping mechanism, brother. This was my coping mechanism, sister. It was ineffective because my wife didn't need no freaking therapist. But that's what I was. I had on one hat, 24/7, 365, everywhere I went, even my family, even my own children. I just analyzed, sit back, and showed them what areas they needed to improve. But nobody wanted a therapist. My children don't want a therapist. They want a father. My brother doesn't want a therapist. He wants a brother. And my wife doesn't want a therapist. She wants a husband. So my coping mechanism, my way of dealing with stress in my marriage was to be a therapist. Wrong. That's the problem. And so when I couldn't figure it out, I put my shizness in my car and left. Why? I was raised in an environment as a runner. I've been running all my life. So what do you think is going to happen? When shizness hit the fan, what do? I run. So it makes it, when you look at it from a therapeutic perspective, what else am I going to do? I don't got no other skills. So since I did not develop no skills to cope with this particular issue, every time an issue comes up, what do? Especially if it's chronic, because me, I'm a therapist. Therapists, we don't do chronic. We solve problems. So what happens if you got a problem and you're a problem solver? You go cuckoo. Because now there is a thing that was called the 25 sign. Now this is, I actually researched this back in the day. 25 scientists, all of them committed suicide. Why? They did not do what I'm telling you to do today. 25 world-renowned scientists. I'm going to look that study up again. Because these 25 dudes that was great in their field, because they were so good like me, they don't do failure. Because they have a problem, they solve it. So for a scientist or a therapist or a spiritual therapeutic specialist, see, I serve a God that's probably not like your God. See, my God is all-knowing. He's all-powerful. He's all-present. See, my God don't have problems. My God don't do poverty. You know, last time I talked with him, he just said that when I was talking to him about poverty, what is that? That word is not in his vocabulary. Poverty does not exist with the God that I serve. Sickness doesn't exist. There's no such animal. It doesn't exist. Ignorance? Foreign concept. of the frequency that I'm on, there is no such thing as ignorance. How can you be all-knowing and then be ignorant? They don't go together just like oil and water. That is a cognitive dissonance. On the planet that I'm from, on the vibrational level that I'm at now, cognitive dissonance doesn't exist. So there's no such thing as dysfunction. There's no these three stressors. Stress doesn't exist. There's no such thing as acute stress. There's no institutionalized racism on the planet and the frequency where I'm from. There's no such thing as denominationalism. There's only one. Hero Israel, the Lord your God is one. There ain't no all of these other gods, all these little g's that talked about in the book of Judges, chapter 6, verse 10. Judges chapter 10. You can read all of the other gods. Those are only biblical constructs. I don't have a biblical God. My God is above that. So these things we're talking about today, they don't exist on the frequency that I'm trying to get you to. Now, I was on that frequency in three areas, but that was one area that I wasn't. So acute stress affected me. How did I deal with it? Run. So when an episode came up and something happened, this episode just popped up. What do? Run. Then there was this chronic uneasiness. I don't know what it was. I couldn't put my finger on it. Something was there. Man, we should be happier. We should be with something. It was great, but there was still this uneasy feeling. What do? Run. And that causes pain to my loved ones. It hurts other people. But if you don't have a cope, if you don't have a way to deal with these stressors in your life, you're going to hurt yourself and other people. And so what I want to do is I need to make sure that you have these stressors, that you have these coping mechanisms. You have a life-sustaining pattern that overrides your fear paradigm and your fear pattern that doesn't allow you to cope. Because right now, you're not coping as effectively with the stressors in your life as you can or as you could or as you should. So we all have different stressors. Everybody's stressor is different. Now, a stressor, again, is an activity or an event that causes stress. So let me ask you the question. What activity or what event that can cause you not to express love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, and self-control towards me? What can I do to you that would not allow you to be nice to me? Oh, I can think of a few things. How about if I call you out your name? You know, we all know racism is, yeah. If you are a melanated individual and I go off with some, drop a couple of them N-words on you, how you going to feel, bruh? Yeah. They say you're Caucasian. Yeah, I got some words I can throw at you. How you going to feel? How are you going to feel? Stressors. So what stressors? You should write this down. It's your homework assignment. Especially for people that's in the Clarinomics Club, temple builders. We're building temples, brothers. We're building a temple that houses the Shekinah glory of God. God is all-knowing. He's all-powerful. He's all-present. Therefore, you should be all-knowing. You should be all-powerful. You should be all-present. Because, again, the offspring of a thing grows up to be like the thing. Last I checked. So if you're the offspring of the God, and according to the Helios Biblios, the Bible tells you that you are his son, you are his daughter, you made in his image, you made in his likeness, giving you everything that you need for life and godliness. So there should be no event, there should be no experience in your life that causes you stress. And if it does, you should have a mechanism that automatically kicks in and overrides your amygdala and your hypothalamus to prevent you from going into tunnel vision and fear or fight or flight. So that's what I did. A stressor came up. Okay, I wasn't going to fight my wife. So what did I do? Flight my wife. So fight or flight. That means the reptile was activated. That means I was in my flesh. That means I had no coping mechanism, brother. That's the reason for today's show. Because the father said, son, I take you through the experience of something. So therefore, you can share the reality of something. Second, so if there's any other master teachers out there, If your life path number is 33, you're wondering why your life experiences have been a plethora? Let me explain why. That's your path to experience a bunch of bullshitness so that way you can help other people. That's why you volunteered to come back. You already been here before you came back. That's what life. That's what the master numbers mean. Now, I know it's contrary to a lot of people's theology. I have a whole show that talks about your prior existence with the Father. And you know, subconsciously you know. If you're a master number, you already know. You sense way more than other people sense and feel. But you have to understand, my brothers and sisters, that stress and this ability to create an adaptation. How does stress affect your performance? Stressors affect your relationship. Now, stress is physical, is mental, is psychological, is emotional, is spiritual, is financial, is sexual. There's a types of stress. Stress, again, is a particular stimulus. It's a stimuli. Remember, whatever you react to, you enact. So stress is sent to get you to adjoin the negative and get you out of the positive. Now, there are positive stress as well. But when you hear the word stress, we automatically think negative because primarily stress is negative. But the word stress, my brothers and sisters, it's designed to affect how you feel. So what is your feelings towards stress? And are these feelings positive or are they negative? Well, when we talk about stress, we're talking about a stressor, we're talking about a stimulus, something that stimulates you, brother, something that stimulates. So stress, again, is a stimulus. So a stressor, again, is something that stimulates not only you mentally, but it stimulates all people, your biological, your electrical, and your chemical responses. Your spirit, your soul, and body is all affected by stress. Now, there are many different causes of stress, remember. And we talked about the three types of stress already. But now we need to understand some stress management techniques. But before we get to the stress management techniques and breaking all of this stuff down, we got to understand something, brothers and sisters, when we're talking about this whole idea of stress coping. So we talked about stress, and we need to understand, how do I master it? How do I develop and solve? How do I develop interpersonal skills and a skill set and a strategy? I need a strategy and I need skill. We're going to break down the strategy. We're going to break down the skill set. How do I minimize it? How do I tolerate it? Stress. And what's the difference between stress and conflict? Pretty much they're the same. Stress means that you are under conflict. Now, most people don't think about it from that way, but stress is just an emotional or psychological or sexual conflict. So now remember, conflict is the presence of opposing emotions of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. So stress produces a conflict of my spiritual status. That's stress. Stress pulls me out of love, joy. It is the opposite emotion of the current. So stress, again, is the opposite of a life-sustaining pattern. Stress is a life-defeating pattern. That's what stress is. So stress is designed, and if you don't have a coping mechanism, if you don't have a stress management strategy in place, if you don't have a particular working theorem, not a theory, if you got book knowledge but you ain't got no experience when it comes to stress and coping and what is called stress therapy, you're going to fight or you're going to flight? Because stress is going to put you in one of those two categories. Since I'm not a fighter, I'm a flighter. Which one are you? So when stress comes up, what are you going to do? You going to fight or are you going to flight? Well, I'm a flighter. And then now I see that that flighting is destroying and has destroyed my marriage. So that means that is an ineffective coping mechanism. So fight and flight, off the table. Not an option. Ever in life. And make sure you understand what I'm saying. Those are not options. They're not options for me any longer. I don't know about you. Running, I ain't running for no more devils and no more demons. Ever in life. Ever. I ain't running from the devil no more. I don't know about y'all. I'm tired of running. And I'm tired of fighting. I ain't fighting the devil no more, and I ain't running. I'm not going to be on the same freaking frequency as that fool. I'm a vibrator on a whole other level. I ain't coming down off the mountaintop to deal with no stuff. I don't got time any longer. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to develop a system of coping. I'm going to develop a coping response that is aimed at neutralizing all future stressors. Anybody want to sign up for that program? I have developed a proactive instead of a reactive system that neutralizes future threats. So I've developed an effective way of coping with all future stress. So I'm already preparing a psychological and a spiritual and a social environment that creates a stress detector that allows me to be aware and conscious and cognitive of particular possibilities that would create a stressful environment, proactively addressing stressors proactively. I am no longer reactive, I am proactive. So instead of you waiting for an event to happen and then addressing it, how about you create an environment that doesn't allow the event to even manifest? How about we do that? How about we create an environment of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control? Against such environments, no stress can exist. How about we do that, brother? How about we do that, sister? But who's going to tell you how to do it? The only person that can tell you how to do it is somebody that's already been through it. Nobody can tell you how to do it unless they've been through it. So unless you've been through it, you can't do it. You might want to hook up with somebody who's been through it because they understand the mechanisms of it. Because if they've been through it, then they can tell you how to do it. That's the reason for today's show. Now, in the area of wealth, let me tell you what coping mechanism I have for wealth. So wealth says this, wealth is the result of health, meaning my net worth is a result of my self-worth. This is the coping mechanism for wealth problems. Somebody needs to write this down or join my Clarinomics program, because me telling you is not going to do anything. We can talk all day. Nothing's going to happen because you're not going to implement it. Because the reason that you can't implement it is because you haven't removed that core limiting imprint that says, what Brother Will is saying sounds great, but it doesn't work for me. See, there are individual differences. And these individual differences that you have is what we talked about before. It's a familiar spirit. Now, that familiar spirit is your family liar. It's inherited. It's in your DNA. So we don't address the DNA trauma and drama in your life. If we don't address your fear paradigm, that fear mechanism in your life, if you don't address the cellular memory that's inside of your cells, if you don't remove that, if you do not address this paradigm, this mechanism, this fear-based mechanism that is automatically activated, it is subconscious, it is below the threshold of your detection. So while I'm talking to you and I'm telling you you got one, you don't even know it's there. It only comes up when you put yourself in the environment. How do I know I got one? How do you know you got one? Let me tell you. Let's talk again. We're talking about wealth. How do you know you got a wealth paradigm that doesn't allow you to be wealth? How do you know you got one? Make it the goal. Just tell yourself, I am going to make whatever you're making, just double it. If you made $30,000 last year, just tell yourself you're going to make $60,000 this year. Write it down on a piece of paper. said, really mean it. Watch what happens. Immediately, something going to come into your brain to tell you why you can't do it. That's your core imprint. And until you deal with that, you kiss the baby. Nothing's going to happen. So even though I'm telling you the solution, you can't implement it. Why? You think no man can go into the man's house unless he first binds the strong man. And then once you bind him and get rid of him, seven more worse than the one that you just got rid of comes back. So if you don't have a system in place to deal, if you don't got no structure in place, if you don't got a cognitive behavioral model or pattern in place to deal with the cognitive behavior in your life, you're going to be bipolar. You're going to be up and down, left, right, because you bipolar. I don't know if you know that, but you got a left hemisphere and a right hemisphere. You got two eyes. You got two noses. Two nostrils, I should say. You got two arms. Now, bipolar means two. Bi. Two. Polars. Poles. You got 2 feet? Yes. People tell me everybody's bipolar. Now, some people are more extreme, like me, in their bipolar display because they don't have a mechanism in place for coping. So when a high-risk situation happens, there is no effective coping response. This increased self-deficiency that results in a decrease of a probable favorable response, thus increases the probability of a behavioral relapse. That's the scientific or the spiritual or the psychological way of saying you're going to fail the test. So ineffective coping responses doesn't produce a positive outcome. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. You're going to run, or you're going to get emotional, you're going to act out, you're going to fight, you're going to defend your position. You're going to go off. You're going to be like, I don't give up, man. I don't know what you're talking about, dude. Ain't nothing wrong with me. I'm not an alcoholic. Or I don't have no drug problem. I just got to have drugs every day. But I ain't got no drug problem, man. Don't be trying to put that on me, dude. Y'all know how we do. So let me make sure, my brothers and sisters, that even though I'm going to tell you right now, this is the appropriate, effective coping mechanism for poverty. Anytime there is a lack of finances means that there's a lack of images, self-images. Now, I've proven this a plethora of times. Every time I do what I wrote down in my book that I wrote 20 years ago, The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich. So I wrote the book that says, this is the ultimate secret right here. The Bible says in Habakkuk 2, and I have this inside of my book, The Eagles Club, take the vision. Now, again, Habakkuk 2:2. I'm paraphrasing. You might want to read it for yourself. I got it memorized. Take the vision. Make it plain. Write it down. Write it on a piece of paper so that those who read it can run with it. So therefore, whatever you write down and then you read it, it activates something inside of your body. Now, I talked about this. I have it inside of my book. Speaking of words that are filled with spirit, passion, that is desire, that is destiny, whatever, it impregnates the atmosphere. This is what the Bible says. Now, I'm a Bible thumper. I'm sorry. I was raised with the Bible, so, hey, everybody else got a problem with it. I got a problem with it, too, but it got more good than it got bad. So I chew up the meat, spit out the bone. I suggest you do the same thing. Now, let me make sure you understand that I'm saying, because 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 says, according to the Constitution, a.k.a. Helios Biblios, a.k.a. Bible, a.k.a. Bible, it says, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, but the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Now, what I'm about to say is going to be foolishness to you. So you got a wealth problem. You got a self-image. That means you don't see yourself the way God does. It is impossible, as I know now, it is impossible to have a money problem. Now, you may spend more money than you are allotted. That means you got a management problem. You got a money problem. That's another study for another time. You may be misapplying, or you may have misappropriation of funds, but you don't have a problem with funds. You guys got too many Gucci purchases. You spend too much time in the coach. You got too many, belts and watches and purses or whatever. So let me make sure you understand, my brothers and sisters, because the word of God is alive, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. It has the ability to divide spirit, soul, joint, and marrow. In fact, the word cannot return void. The word must, let me repeat, the word must, let me repeat, the word must, let me repeat, the word must accomplish that for which it was sent. God honors, let me repeat, God honors, let me repeat, God honors his word above his own name. The interest of God's word unveils light. I don't know if you understand what I'm just saying, so let me just say that again. But before I say that, let me say John 1:1. Because John 1 says that in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. He was with God. Who was with God? The word. So what I'm doing right now was with God. Now, let me make sure you understand what I just said. This is the key. This is how you cope with wealth problems. The word. What is the word? What I'm doing right now. What am I doing right now? I'm making an utterance. The Bible says that God has chosen. He could have did anything, but this is what he did. It's called to the word. The word says that God has chosen. Now, he could have chosen anything, but this is what he did. The word says that God has chosen to use the foolishness of preaching to save those who are lost. That's what he did. He said, I'm going to use frequencies to impregnate atmosphere to bring about whatever people want. This is what the author and the finisher of your faith wrote down. And he said, I'm going to honor what I wrote down more than my name. That's what he said. So you can say his name, but it will behoove you to say his words. Because his words control wealth. Now, I need you to understand this, because this is the coping mechanism. This is an example of a coping mechanism that removes stress from your individual circumstances. But you must be spiritually aware and cognitive or conscious of this coping mechanism by which any external and internal stressors are removed. This is the only way. And it only comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Because without this, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11 is happening in your life. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11 says, lest Satan should get advantage over you, for we are not ignorant of his devices. So if you do not want to have a stressor, a liar, a strategy, a skill, a modality, a methodology have power over you and take advantage of you, you can't be ignorant of something. What is it you can't be ignorant of? For the word of God is alive and active. It is sharper than any double-edged sword. That means bipolar. Double-edged, two, bipolar. Why am I not on medication? I got something that's more powerful than that. What is it? How does it work? This is the coping mechanism. Let me read to you the coping mechanism. This is what I do. I recommend it because it's a theorem. It's not a theory. A theory is a apocalypse. It's a formula that has not been proven. A theorem is a formula that works over and over and over and over and over. It's universal. Everybody, mother, father, black, white, skinny, fat, everybody. It's universal. It works for everybody. I only do that. I only do what works. So Hebrews 4:12 says in the New Living Translation, the word of God is alive and it is active. It is sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing of soul, number one, spirit, number two, joint and marrow, number three. It judges the thoughts, number four, and it attunes the attitudes of the heart, number five. So I have a five-dimensional tool, coping mechanism. It works on five dimensions. My coping mechanism for wealth works on five dimensions. Now, this works on other areas as well, but we're talking about wealth today. And you said, well, Brother Will, that sounds like a bunch of, you know, spiritual mumbo jumbo, brother. You know, I was with you that for a while, but you went, you know, spiritual on me, and you know, I'm an atheist, homie. You know, I don't really roll like that. Well, let me give you a little biological, you know, esoteric something for you. See, the problem with our minds must be addressed. Now, you should be saying, well, what do you mean, brother? Well, see, our minds, they don't have all the information in them. Our minds are fallen. Now, our minds have a spiritual component in it. Now, it's called the fornix. It's in the shape of the butterfly inside your brain right now. Inside of the fornix is something in there that we have to address or activate or whatever biological term you want to use. So I know that the natural man is a spiritual monster. According to any dictionary, look at the term human being, and it is synonymous with the word natural man, which is synonymous with the word spiritual monster, according to Black's Law Book or any good spiritual book. The word person is not mentioned in the Bible. Individual, not mentioned. Human beings, not mentioned. All of these are words that are Luciferian. These are dead words. These are terms, these are labels, or these are limits that don't allow you to vibrate as the new man in Christ that you are, according to Colossians 3. Now remember, wealth is the result of a lack of self-image. Wealth is the result of you don't know who you are. So as long as you don't know, you think you're a person, you think you're an individual, you think you're a human being. As long as you use those terms to describe you, you can't be wealthy. Not. I'm not talking about worldly stuff. I'm talking about real wealth. I'm talking about universal wealth. I'm talking about spiritual wealth. I'm talking about wealth where you got time and money. A lot of people got time, but they ain't got no money. A lot of people got money, but they ain't got no time. Wealth, you got time and money. You got all the time, you got all the money. That's wealth. And you got health. And you got wisdom. You're not around here freaking being a pedophile, sleeping with freaking 12-year-old girls, and you're freaking 60 years old. That's not wealth. Wealth means that you got godliness and contentment. Godliness is moral character. Contentment means you don't need outside assistance. That's wealth. Wealth, my anointed brother, wealth, my educated sister, is godliness, moral behavior. It is not moral for you to treat somebody that you love like trash and call yourself a wealthy man. That's not wealth. That's what I had up until 2 days ago. Wealth, my brothers and sisters, is the ability to oscillate and vibrate on a level that treats other people the way you want to be treated. That's wealth. Wealth is the ability to do for yourself instead of trying to con and manipulate somebody else. That's wealth. Now, but how do you get it? Wealth, my brothers and sisters, is the total coping that says that you are not an individual, you're not a human being, you are a child of the King. You are the offspring of God. You are a royal priest. You are a holy nation. You are justified. You are sanctified. You are glorified. You are not these watered-down Luciferian terms. What you are, wealth is the ability for the world to create chromosomes in your DNA. Wealth, my brothers and sisters, is the ability to understand that the teaching of your word gives light, even to the simple. Wealth is Psalms 119, verse 130. Psalms 119, verse 30. Somebody write that down. Wealth is the unfolding of your words that gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. Wealth is the ability to understand, brother. Wealth is the ability to understand, sister, who you are and whose you are. If you don't understand that, you ain't got no money. I don't care how many dollars you got in the bank, you ain't wealthy. Because you're going to go out and freaking justify your behavior and think it's okay to treat your wife like trash because you got $2 in the bank. You're going to walk around with your chest stuck out, think that you can go and be a freaking pedophile because of the fact that you're part of some elitist class. That's not wealth, brother. That's not wealth. So the true wealth is godliness plus contentment. So the coping mechanism to your wealth problem is the ability to have a conscious, subconscious, and no-conscious connection with the big G. Whose you are and who you are. If you don't know who you are, self-worth determines net worth. No self-worth, no net worth. But what is self-worth? You might want to join the program. You need to email me today. MasterTeacher33.com@gmail.com. That email address again is MasterTeacher33.com@gmail.com. So my brothers and my sisters, I laid down the foundation today for the seven-part series. This is going to be powerful. Again, I should only be doing this just for my paying clients, but I'm offering this for everybody. But I need you to be a part of my paying clients. Not because of the money, but because of you can't offer up to God anything that has not cost you something. The creative formula is give, and it shall be given. So I'm giving, so you need to give. Tomorrow we will continue with part two. And tomorrow we go further down explaining what coping really means and we're going to establish coping strategies and coping skills after we define coping mechanism. We also need to make sure you understand the difference between proactive coping, which is what we are about, instead of reacting coping, because coping neutralizes future threats. Coping neutralizes, so you need to understand what that means, future. So coping goes out and it finds out every plan that the devil got for you, neutralizes it, stops it in its tracks. We need to understand, my brothers, that we break down the types and give you the skills of coping. This is going to be a powerful series, man. It's going to be off the hizzle for shizzle. Part of the Clarinomics Temple building tonight at 7. We're going to break down, or I may do it at 6 tonight. We'll see. But tonight we're going to break down the 7 I am statements that are limiting statements. And then we're going to break down the 7 I am statements that are empowering statements. Because those are part of the coping skills. So the people that are not a part of the program, you guys won't get that unless, again, you sign up for the program. So that way, because what I'm telling you now is the issue or the problem. That's why it's free. Anybody can tell you this. But how many people are going to give you the actual tools? Now, remember, you need spiritual tools to change physical problems. Physical problems can't change. Physical tools can't change spiritual problems. But spiritual problems can change physical tools and physical products. So what do you need? Spirit, coping mechanism, not psychological or sociological. Any psychologist can give you psychological coping mechanisms. But if you want to get deep, as I've proven with all of my, back when I worked in the prison system, all of the inmates that got out of prison, after they had been in prison for 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years, they all went right back unless they had this. What did they have? I gave them spiritual coping mechanisms. That spiritual structure that you can build and structure so that way you can neutralize future stress. So instead of you going out and normally somebody pisses you off, you put a gun to their head. Now, again, in my extreme environment that I was in before, and I'm bipolar, so I have extremes. So my response is, all right, I'm going to fight you or I'm going to run. That's not coping. It's not effective. So I'm no longer doing that. So now we're going to teach you how to neutralize stress and monetize. Come on, somebody. Stress. You want to make money? My mess, I turn it into my message. So what the devil tries to use to destroy me, God has used to monetize me. Anybody want to get their cookies blown? You need to join the Clarinomics Temple Building Program. And if you're already a member, you need to make sure that you're listening. Those that have ears, let them hear. Because you're going to monetize the thing that you hate the most. That's your money. Because you know everything about it. Because it stresses you out. You know the nature of that stressful environment. See, I don't know a lot of stuff, but I know the nature of poverty. I know the nature of sickness. I know the nature of ignorance. Now, that one, better than any other area, I know ignorance. Because I had a family member, my mother is dead today because of it. So I made that my mission in life to understand it. That's why I have the truth and not a version of it. And now I've made my mission in life to understand relationships because I know the nature of the stressful environment that I've created for two wives. Now I could run and go on to my third, but the devil is a liar. I'm going to take what the devil meant for evil and turn it around and use it for good. As God is my witness, because God honors his word above his own name. And God says when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. Now, I can run. I'm good at running. Or I can stand upon the word of God, because God says he honors his word above his own name. And he says it's better to marry than to burn. Now, you can stand upon the word, or you can do what I've been doing, because it's an ineffective way of coping with stress. And you need an effective way of not only coping with your current stress, but also to neutralize all future stressors. And I'm going to teach you how to do that. Based upon universal spiritual law, the Constitution, and the word of the big G, not the watered-down King James Version. So my brothers and my sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, 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 ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.